Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Broadcasting live from the Northwest Career College Studios. KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome. It's Wednesday. It's the 15th day of October, 2025. 50. Count them. 50 days until Toy Drive.
Unreal.
50. 50. Woo. Days until Toy Drive. And it feels like it outside, too.
Sure
the first
does.
First little sniff of the brisk in the air. We knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Windy the rest of the day. Rain never really got into the valley. Pahrump got some, and then the mountains got some snow up at Lee Canyon. They got some snow.
Yeah, let's go.
You're a snowboarder, right?
Oh yes.
No, Lee, you are.
I'm the snowboarder. Lisa's the skier.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very excited then today.
Yes, I am, but I'm not. I don't like the cold. I had to put a long sleeve shirt underneath my sweater, and I was like, "Here we go, girls."
What's one of my favorite sayings? Is the juice worth the squeeze? For skiing and snowboarding, for me, it is not. All my and much love to Lee Canyon, much love to Brian Head, much love to Mammoth. All, and much love to the people who love that ish. I'm just not one of you. And
it's okay.
For me to schlep all the way up there, take all the stuff.
Yes.
Be cold and wet and not good at the activity. I'm out.
Yeah, listen, if I feel like I'm not good, then I hate it.
I'm out.
But I will tell you, one of the first times I ever snowboarded, I was on the hill going by myself doing my thing. People were like looking at me weird, but I was like, whatever, I'm not listening to you. I was going down the hill. About an hour later, I realized it was Black Diamond. It was the hardest hill. And the people that were looking at me were like incredible snowboarders that were like jumping, diving, moving.
Sure.
And like similar to how I drive, they wanted to honk their horns and be like, man, can you get out of the way?
You were not. But, you did not belong on that.
Exactly. Hill. But I made it to the bottom and I was like, in some ways, I feel superior now. So
yeah.
It's.
Because you've boarded the double black
exactly.
Diamond.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Heard that. Went really slow.
Are you
slow.
Ready for the Olympics now?
I've been training. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to brag, though. It's kind of low-key.
I was close.
Mm-hmm.
I was close to being in the Olympics. By the way, I'll tell you what she is doing, though. Ladies and gentlemen, the cover model for Q Vegas Magazine October issue.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, Michaela.
Michaela
Gordon.
Thanks, guys.
He's Adrian Hernandez, and away we go on Wednesday. First pick's going to be semi-dramatic right away.
Ooh.
Sometimes people need to get told. I'm just going to say that. Okay. That's tease number one. Tease number two in just a minute, right after Alex Warren.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
This pick is coming up next. It is. And tickets for you. Hang on. Let's see what Adrian has prepared for me. Tickets for you to go see Magic.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too?
Yeah, Magic's at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, Friday, October 24th. Plus two guest list passes for our Q&A and our meet and greet at the Verizon Sound Space. That's here at our studios. Pretty cool. Did you act as Junior Cub reporter Michaela Gordon and ask a question at the press conference for Mickey Mouse yesterday?
You know, I wanted to really take charge, but I invited my 9-year-old niece, and she kind of did that for me. She
for
was
real?
For real. She was so excited. She saw Mickey, and then she took the opportunity to like try to persuade my sister to go for Christmas. So she was like standing next to Mickey during the photo op, like waving at the camera. And she was like, tell her, Mickey. And Mickey was like, oh.
He just kind of made the hand motions.
And then my sister was like, just smile for the photo. Like, just smile, Natalia, my niece. And we did. It was awesome.
So the press conference part, did she ask a question?
She asked him when she met him face to face.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm unclear. What did she ask him?
She asked him if she could help persuade my sister for them to go to Christmas.
If Mickey would collab with her to hey, so we can come and see you.
Yeah, and she's all business. She was like, hey, Mickey.
Right.
Great to see you.
Yeah, and she knows.
This is my mom. Can you tell her we should go for Christmas?
Yeah, 9-year-olds are master manipulators. Like, you tell the mouse.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You go. You tell him no.
Yeah.
You're not telling me no. You're telling Mickey no.
Exactly.
You tell me no all the time.
I know. When my sister gets nervous, her eye twitches a little bit. So you could tell she didn't want to look like a bad mom.
The eye twitch.
And she was like, I could see in her face. She was like, do not put me on the spot, Natalia.
Oh,
she's like,
fantastic.
Okay, well, smile. We'll talk about it. And Natalia was like, no, mom, come on. Tell me. And my sister was like, I said, we'll talk about it. Smile for the photo.
So great.
Yeah.
And you never know. Here's what's funny. She's not thinking this all the way through, Natalia, your 9-year-old niece.
Yeah.
But somewhere in the back of her mind, she also believes that Mickey may magically make tickets appear.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because she's been around Zia Mika.
Yeah.
And the magic has happened like that.
Yeah. Like, why can't... It's Mickey.
Yeah.
He lives at Disneyland.
Ring.
He can't just give us tickets.
Stars in the sky. And ring.
Yeah.
So, that same Verizon Sound Space, where all of that craziness happened yesterday, could be where you get a Q&A and a meet and greet with the group Magic. I don't know if you're familiar with Magic.
Why you gotta be so rude?
I don't know if you heard us play this a minute ago.
Don't you know I'm human?
But it's these guys, and then we'll send you to the concert with the first pick in a minute. My good friend got fillers for the first time about 3 years ago. Says, now, I love Maria. I put her straight to the front of the line.
Love.
I love Maria. Why? Because she said she made sure she let us know what part of town she's from. So high. And
okay.
In parentheses, which Southern Highlands. But a while back, we tried to make So High a thing. I don't know if it ever caught fire or not. But so high. And then, of course, you know, I always ask, inside the walls or outside the walls?
Right.
Because if you're inside the walls of So High, you know, that's your fancy.
Right.
If you're outside the walls, well, then it's the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maria and So High. Outside the walls.
Okay, relatable.
So, yeah, her question for the first pick coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, for the record, I do live this, but I also don't know what the correct answer is, so I abstain. I stay out of it. When in doubt, leave it out. My good friend got fillers, says Maria and So High, outside the walls. My good friend got fillers for the first time about 3 years ago. She's gotten more. She doesn't look like herself anymore. I'll say this. The thing about it is the addiction begins, right? And it's gradual.
Yeah.
So other people, it's little by little as they go along. And so they don't, to them, I don't think they, for the rest of us, when we don't see you for a while.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Lisa Contessa from Green Valley Ranch.
Yeah, what Michaela just said, it's a shock to the system. And it's like, yeah. And you don't realize that that's what's happening. And then all of a sudden you think you still look like you because you see you every day. And this is the you that you live with. And then there's the you that we live with, right, Lisa?
That's right.
And so we haven't talked about it, says Maria, with her friend that's been getting fillers for 3 years. But I feel like I should say something. What would you do? And what would you do? Lisa, did you somehow mute yourself? Because that's what it sounds like we straight lost her.
I know.
She said, I do, and then that's all we heard.
I know.
I've touched nothing. Yeah, and it's just a big bunch of nothing. Michaela, what would you do?
Listen, I'm a woman who's obsessed with Dolly Parton, okay? Like, I think that filler is great. If you think you look amazing, do your thing. I think people are just, I don't know if they mean well. I don't know if it's like a weirdness. You just shouldn't comment on what people do. And if you do, you better be like a sister or a good friend that has already instilled that deep trust where you're always looking out for your friend. You can't just be like somebody and be like, too much filler. The answer is like, don't care, you know?
So me shutting up, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my boy, I got a buddy. You know, he's getting a little older. And he's had work done. He's had his eyes done. It's a funny thing about getting the eyes done. I've never seen anybody who's had their eyes done where they still look like them. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a, it's not a slap. It's a, oh, you've had your eyes done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And I get it. I get why you would.
Yeah, I'm an advocate for doing whatever you want. I feel like you also don't look like yourself when you're 60 versus when you were 20.
No.
So it's like the argument can remain.
You're not gonna.
So if you want to do the eye surgery to kind of give you like a pop or a fresh look.
Sure.
Do it, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, man. Yeah, I just don't. I wish there was something for those of us who have to live with it. But I think what there is for us.
With like the aging.
Just live with it. No, well, I mean, when you're friends, because you know, no, my buddy looks, honest to God, he looks like, he's not so bad as the, I've had 75 surgeries to try and look like a Ken doll. You know what I mean? And then you look at them and they just look all, I can't make the sound on the radio, but they look all like, I'm just sucking in my cheeks.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how my friend looks, but it's just all.
I know. You know, I had this friend though, one time, it was such a little read. Somebody was like, I think you have too much work done. She was like, I think you don't have enough. And it's like, depending on whose side you're playing, everyone should just not say anything.
I think, and what did we start with? And I think we'll end with.
Yeah.
Well, I think y'all should just shut the hell up.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Just do what we all do. Talk about them behind their back. Love them. Love them. Have those quiet conversations. Good God, did you see what? I think he did it again. Yeah, it's good for him. it's fine. Yeah. Somebody should tell him. No, somebody should just shut up.
Yeah.
It's fine. Good. I feel better now.
Me too.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I would call this a comeback edition of the Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling,
We'll start with the Golden Knights down 2-0 last night in Calgary, and it looked bleak. All of a sudden, Jack Eichel said, nah, I don't think so. He scored 2 goals. Knights come from behind, win 4-2.
Let's go.
Nice. Nice.
I love how you were like, he decided, no.
No, Jack
Eichel. Just
not literally, today.
Yeah. Literally, Jack Eichel said, I will find another gear. I will just.
Love it.
I'll just do this.
Yeah.
Knights back in the fortress on Thursday to play the dirty, stinky, cheating Boston Bruins. That's good. Also in the good feeling stories of the day, excuse me, Bastion's a rat terrier rescued from the floodwaters of Hurricane Florence. That wasn't enough. He went to the Burlington County Animal Alliance of New Jersey. They had a big adoption event. Guess who didn't get adopted?
No.
Aw.
Bastion. Little 9-pound puppy. This dude named Joelle Andres, or this woman named Joelle Andres, saw him. She goes, he was just a little sad, skinny boy. I held him and I was like, that's it. You're coming home with me.
Oh my God.
He's 7 years old now. Obviously, Hurricane Florence 2018, 7 years forward. Now he's a fully grown boy. He's filled out.
Yeah.
All of these different things. He has learned to talk. He uses those buttons.
Oh,
on the internet.
My God. I'm obsessed with the dogs and the buttons.
For the record, I think all of those are fake.
No.
I do.
No, Lisa bought the buttons.
Okay, good.
And does it with the dogs.
Good.
You could teach them.
Good. And they get it? Do they call her B?
Because
those are the ones that make me laugh.
Yeah, when they cuss.
Food. Outside. Now.
Uh-huh.
And then she says no, and they hit the one that says, beesh.
Yeah.
So Bastion now uses approximately 100 of those buttons, has over 130,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, my God, star.
And... just won People Magazine's 2025 World's Cutest Rescue Dog Contest.
Okay.
Which gets Bastion a year's supply of Pedigree dog food, and $1,000 goes to the original rescue shelter.
I love this. Way to go, Bastion.
Joelle said, I thought it was an accident, and then I started crying.
Oh.
Fourth grade teacher Carrie Swadecki holds the Guinness World Record now for the longest overall video game marathon. She played Just Dance for over 138 hours in 2015. She has since broken, she's 49 years old now. She's since broken 13 dance-related records since 2011 and earned a spot in the International Video Game Hall of Fame. Wow. Here's what happened. In 2000, she was playing DDR, Dance Dance Revolution, at some arcade.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's awesome.
Some guy comes up. Remember I told you this is the comeback version of the... Some guy comes up to her. She says, I quickly died after 10 steps on Dance Dance Revolution. Some guy came up to me, pointed at me and said, you suck. Then there was a comment about her being a woman and her being obese. She decided to switch it up. She returned daily to practice, entered her first tournament, placed third, lost 75 pounds.
See, listen, those are the stories I love. She took him being so rude and nasty to her as motivation and is rocking it. Good for you, sister.
She says the impossible is possible when you have the courage to chase your dreams. She trains 45 hours a week.
Go, girl.
Good God. And plans to compete in the 2027 Olympic esports games at the age of 51. And finally this morning, a Wichita man in Kansas is being called the Taco Hero. Free tacos for a year. The restaurant's payment system had failed. He was eating tacos at a place called Tacos TJ664. The restaurant's payment system failed and only accepted cash. There was a family there that didn't have any cash. There's not an ATM.
Yeah.
So this guy named Jared gives them a $100 bill, says, no, I'm not going to give you my information to repay me, and bounced and tipped the staff on the way out.
Oh, I love it.
So the mom posts about it on this Facebook group in Wichita, Wichita Food and Booze, in case you were interested. Asking if anybody knew this guy. It went Wichita viral, and they found Jared, and Jared got on the news. When I was a young man, I grew up poor, Jared told the TV station. A family took me in when I needed it the most. They ended up finishing raising me until I turned 18, and I moved out on my own. They don't exactly know what he does, but apparently he's doing quite well. And who knows? So he could be the fentanyl king of Wichita for all we know. But whatever, he's making cash.
Money's money.
Yeah, money's money.
Just kidding. Obviously.
I'd like to believe it's something different. But,
I'm totally kidding.
But,
no. I like Michaela.
I'm half kidding. No, I'm half kidding.
Listen, I love tacos.
I'd like to believe watching Tulsa King.
What is... Never!
How dare you? Into us.
Stop doing what? What did you just say? The restaurant manager presented Jared with an honorary certificate and free tacos for a year. And it's just dope. And I know that was long, but I think it was worth it. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
And I guess the story there is, I mean, with the comeback, your comeback is only the first part of the story. None of those movies, none of those inspirational movies start with somebody having it easy all the way through.
Yeah.
At some point, things get hard. And that's right before things get really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
So keep going and have an amazing day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Just turned 7:05 on Wednesday morning, the 15th day of October 2025. 50, count them, 50 days until Toy Drive.
Insane.
She is the cover subject of the October issue of Q Vegas magazine. She is Michaela Gordon.
Good morning, baby.
He will not be featured in any publications, nor will I. He is Adrian Hernandez.
Hello, hello.
Hello, sir. Hello,
listen,
sir.
Howdy. I didn't feel like hot stuff this morning.
What happened?
I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I had a complete fry out. When I woke up this morning, and I went to go through the garage to my mother-in-law's little house. She always makes this like little special coffee.
Is she in the casita and you're in the big house? Or is it flipped?
Yeah, we swapped.
Yeah,
so
sure.
She's in the little apartment.
So she's got her own place.
Yeah. But she's
God,
really
I wish
cute.
I had a casita.
I know, it's so cool.
I want to come and see yours. Can I do that? Will you allow me on your property?
Yeah, I mean, it's my mother-in-law's little house
will
now,
Lisa,
but you can.
Will Lisa get out the guns?
No, she'll welcome you. Good. But I have to go through the garage to undo the alarm.
Yeah.
You guys, this morning I woke up. I do this alarm every morning and every single night. I know the number.
Yeah.
I know it so well.
Yeah.
When I tell you I could not remember this stupid number to save the life of me, and the alarm just started going off.
Oh my God. So you didn't even do the... I was trying...
You
put in the wrong code?
Yes. And then I couldn't remember the right code. I don't know what happened, you guys. I like spazzed out.
Yeah.
The alarm would not turn off. Then I'm panicking because I'm like, oh my God, the police are going to come. I can't shut it off. It's so loud. Finally, I had to go wake up Lisa. I was like, what's this code?
The alarm didn't wake Lisa up?
No. I did.
That also raises more questions than answers.
Yeah, but the biggest one is how do I not remember this stupid number I do every morning and every night?
Sure, but why also does the alarm not, you know, which is there to protect your mother-in-law, why does that not wake up her daughter?
Well, I think because I do it every morning. And so she knows that maybe sometimes around this time, like, it's all good. I've got it under control, even if something were to go off.
Right, but does the alarm go off generally? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Oh, because I can tell you, if the alarm went off at our house, my wife would be up and there may be one or two shots fired before anybody really figures out what's going on.
Well, the point is, I didn't remember it. I wake her up. She runs to do the code so it turns off.
Sure.
Thankfully, she did. You do not know panic at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Unless I do.
Or... alarm is going off and you can all remember that stupid number and it is telling the police they need to come to your house.
I live in absolute fear because I get up in the morning, do my thing. Then we come out, I feed the cats and I throw the wet food can in the garbage can outside. because, you know, stinky cat food.
Yeah.
And I live in fear probably 3 days out of five that I didn't turn the alarm off, even though I've looked over my shoulder and the thing is still green. It's green.
Yeah.
Which, you know, which is okay then. Otherwise, it's bright red mm-hmm. when it's armed. And I still live in fear that I'm going to pull that door open and the alarm's going to go off. Because it happened once,
mm-hmm.
and I was tired and I wasn't paying attention, and it scared the life out of my wife. She didn't shoot, but she had a weapon in her hand.
Yeah, good for her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, so I get it.
Yeah, it was insane. I couldn't believe I forgot that stupid number.
Do you know the number now?
Yeah, I do now.
What is it?
No.
Just kidding.
I did almost say it, though.
I know you did. That's the beauty of it. All right, listen. While we weren't paying attention, am I the only one that is absolutely mind blown right now that Katie Slater, with the assistance of her husband, Brooks the Fish Slater, has four wins?
Just like that.
Just insane. Like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. I had to quadruple check the numbers and everything. I'm like, I must be screwing this up. This can't be right.
Yeah.
We've had such a, honestly, and we love them. They've been a part of the P1 family for a long time. And they're folks that when we interact with them, it's white hot. You know, for a little while, and then they'll go away for a while, and we want to hear from them, and then it's white hot again.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And we've had such a good time these last 4 days that I didn't even realize she's attempting to become our 28th five-time champion in history Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yep. Yeah, that's crazy. But I see her winning today, too.
I don't know. Well, all is not lost. You won't win unless you play. So you got to take a swing at it. 702-364-9898. Katie has requested tickets to the Wanted 2.0 this Saturday at M Pavilion, which, by the way, the weather will come back around. It's going to be 80 by Saturday, so it'll be perfect. It's going to be perfect. Today, suck. Tomorrow, not so great. Friday, better. Saturday, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you do a weather report.
I know. Easy. To the point.
Multi-talented.
Terrible. Good. Great.
702-364-9898 right now. If you would like to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, shocking to us on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. So it's not just me that all of a sudden here we are with four wins for the Fish family. Nope. Not shocking to anyone.
No.
Or it is shocking to everyone. It's shocking to me.
Okay. I kind of saw this coming. They're
so good.
Are you
shocked or not shocked?
No, because Mr. Fish kills it.
Yeah, but I'm surprised we're already here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not.
I would have said they've won like twice or three times. just doesn't feel like we've almost done a full week with them.
I hear that.
Already. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
How's Mr. Fish? Hey. Is Mr. Fish sore after his car accident?
Yes, but he's okay.
I was caller 2 and 9.
You wanted to go against your wife?
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. That would have been the first.
That's hilarious, actually.
I don't want to say that we'd have affected the outcome, but I'm not saying we wouldn't have either.
Funny.
We wouldn't have, because that would be really bad. It'd be like a congressional investigation and whatnot, federal charges.
But it'd be so much fun.
Yeah, but it'd be a heck of a lot of fun. It might almost be worth it. Like, what's the punishment for that? Well, maybe we'd do it. However, you know, when somebody goes for win number 5 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, you always hope that there will be a worthy opponent to take them on. And I believe we have found just such an opponent right now. Adrian, who's on the phone?
You're 100% correct, because a returning winner is here, Symphony Hill from East Vegas.
Yeah, Symphony, you didn't win 5 of them, but you won a couple of them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like four.
Yeah. I remember you being a really good player, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work out for you to win that 5th one. But yeah. I like this outcome. So everybody knows how to play the game. Buzz in really loud with your name so you make sure that we can hear you. Don't answer until we call on you, because you don't want to blurt out an answer because you think you got in first, and give the other person the answer when they actually got in first, or confirm what they believe to be the right answer, you know, when you actually were the one who got in first. Yeah, and then I guess other than that, Katie, why is our quizmaster called the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Her last name is Gordon. Not that Commissioner Gordon, the better one. The one, the only Michaela Gordon.
Actress Ruby Rose says this pop star used to scroll through GoFundMes like a social media app and donate to people's causes. Just a casual day in the life of a showgirl.
Oh. Oh.
Katie got in first.
Easy, Katie.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yes.
I never heard that story.
Is that crazy? Yeah. She would just scroll and then just like drop little couple of bucks here and there.
Under a fake name.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Or anonymous, whatever.
Yeah. How about that?
I know.
Champ goes up one zip. Chaos in the background for the challenger. I love that.
This actress is back on your big screens in a new horror thriller after taking time off from making films like Mean Girls and The Notebook. What's her name?
Katie.
Katie.
Having a brain fart.
Who? Katie. Oh, the phone's cutting out. This is bad. What did you say?
She's having a brain fart.
Shut up, dummy.
Symphony, do you know the answer?
Is it Rachel McAdams?
Is it Rachel McAdams?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one either.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't heard that one. That's wild. Yeah, what's she been doing? Just chilling?
I think just chilling, hanging out.
Yeah, fine. Waiting for the right thing.
That's right.
How about this? Developing situation. Champion one. Challenger one.
In a turn of fate, no one was sent home from this reality competition show.
Symphony.
Symphony to take the lead.
Dance with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. What happened? Yes. Nobody sent home.
Nobody got sent home. They all just got to stay. It was dedication week, so they got to dance for the people that they loved. And I don't know if love was in the air, but they didn't send anyone home.
Including Mr. Feeny.
I know.
With Boy Meets World, which was amazing.
The old guy?
Mr. Feeny, yeah.
William,
because Topanga's in this season.
Yeah, Daniel Fishel's competing.
And I guess they said yesterday, I mean, it made my timeline. It was the first time in the show's history they had over 50 million votes casted.
Jesus.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So good.
Yeah.
Challenger 2. Champion on the ropes with 1.
This model turned DJ says she spends 9 hours a week getting facials, proving she couldn't live farther from...
Symphony.
I thought I heard Katie first. Was that Katie the guy?
No, it was Symphony.
I heard Symphony.
Oh, Symphony, and then she did Symphony. Okay, because Katie and Symphony sound alike. Symphony for the win.
Is it Paris Hilton?
Is it Paris Hilton for Symphony Hill of East Vegas to become our brand new champion and deny the Slaters of becoming our 28th five-time champions on Michaela's hometown throwdown? Again, is the answer Paris Hilton? Game over. We have a new champion. Wow.
That's crazy.
Congratulations.
Oh. Good job, Sydney.
Oh, the brain fart cost you. Oh,
sorry,
no.
Sorry, Katie girl.
Listen, though.
It was fun while it lasted.
I'm super, and I'm glad Michaela's happy to connect. I'm glad that we reconnected. It's always good to hear from you guys. Please stay in touch.
Definitely.
All right, we'll see you
love
soon.
Love it. Oh, my God.
There go the Slaters. Solid champions.
Crazy. Wow.
Symphony knows what that feels like to give four wins and not get that fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. I'm so sorry.
We've got tickets for you for The Wanted 2.0 at M Pavilion this Saturday, courtesy of our friends at Penn Casinos. We're off for the rest of the week, but we will see you Monday with your brand new title again.
Oh, my God.
All right, hang on 1 second. Symphony Hill from East Vegas, your new champion on Michaela's. Yes, sure. Give her a big round of applause on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Hey, you want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I do.
I kind of thought the whole... I don't want to say I felt like it was over, but I kind of felt like the whole porch pirate thing had run its course a little bit. Like we were kind of over that.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
Apparently, I'm wrong. Have you ever had stuff stolen? I never have. I've been lucky.
Yes. Yeah, but it wasn't a porch guy. It was an Uber guy.
What?
This is crazy, you guys. You can go on Uber and you can send a package.
Okay.
So I had this cooler that I needed to send. I don't remember. I think it was to my sister's house. It was nothing. It was a stupid cooler for something. I didn't want to drive to her house. So I put in this little Uber. You guys, the Uber never went to her house. He just kept the cooler.
I don't understand how Uber guys commit crimes because they track them.
Yeah, but they didn't do anything because I called him. I called Uber. I was like, you guys, what's going on? And nothing. Nothing. It was like 2 years ago.
I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you play this game of high low, just because it's so weird.
Okay.
The number is somewhere between 100 million and 300 million. How many millions of packages do you believe were stolen last year alone? In fact, you know what? I'm gonna play a stupid game. 241 million.
Oh my God.
Is that not just bizarre?
That's crazy.
I believe it.
240 million?
In fact, they're evolving. Last week I saw a video where the lady who was stealing the packages was smart enough to dress up as an Amazon employee.
Oh my God.
So she had the vest and everything. So, yeah.
She committed to the bit.
Americans lost an estimated 15.7 billion with a B.
Mm-mm.
To porch pirates. So, okay, so your cooler got stolen. Have you ever had a porch pirate? Somebody steal stuff off your from front of your house?
Yes, but nothing I can really remember, so it must not have been that big of a deal.
Right?
For me, one time. And it was just random toiletries of the house, so it wasn't anything major.
I've lived in fear, usually, because we got a little gate in front. I've said this, and at the time, it was a bit of a pain in the neck, this gate. And then, you know, because we've lived there for a decade. We've lived there literally since 2015. And now it's a blessing because the gate's like double locked, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they just, 9 times out of 10, they'll throw the package over the gate, or they will gently, you know, hand it over the gate and then let it down easy on the other side and then just kind of shove it towards the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not fancy. We just got a well-placed gate.
Right.
And it saved us a lot. But one time I got a pair of shoes that I was really, really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude just came and set them outside the gate. And I was checking the cameras every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Are the shoes still there? Are they there?
Uh-huh.
We got to get home.
Listen, I hate
well, because
that
it's
feeling.
Like on the sidewalk, right? Or like on your driveway.
Ish. Yeah, it's like driveway-ish.
Don't
yeah,
matter, driveway I mean, or the sidewalk.
It's out front. It's 4 steps. Me, the street to that box, 10 seconds.
Oh, you know,
you're on and gone with that. And I was like, I was driving home as if the house was on fire.
Oh, I bet.
And I needed to save the cats.
I bet.
The average loss is not huge. Going back to the original part of the story of 241 million stolen packages worth $15.7 billion for Porch Pirates, $65 per package, 85% of those packages are under $100. The most commonly stolen packages, three out of four, Amazon, 30% of them UPS, 30% of them FedEx. These numbers don't, this math doesn't math, but whatever. And Postal Service, 29%. So that's 130% of the packages.
And for being lazy, it kind of benefited us because people think they're stealing the big package. And no, it was just Amazon deodorant, some candles for the house, right. Some vitamins.
Yeah, and that's it.
Got you.
That's hilarious.
Got you.
Yeah.
Free. Yeah. New York, Hawaii, really? And Wisconsin, the most Porch Pirates. Alabama, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Maine. You know why? Because they're armed. In Alabama, Kentucky, and Oklahoma, they're armed. I'm not sure what Maine's deal
Get
is.
Get off my porch.
Maine, everybody knows each other, so they have the fewest thefts.
And they got space. Right. 200 yards. We're not stealing.
We know you. We know where you are. You got to cover a lot of ground to get here and a lot of ground to leave with your stolen goods. So we'll get you.
Yeah.
We will continue our Halloween discussions that we started yesterday on the 177-second survey. And speaking of Halloween, Doja Cat tickets for Halloween 2026. Not this Halloween that's coming up. The one year from now.
Insane.
We got you covered.
Doja Cat.
What are you doing in 365 days?
Yeah, the pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who is taking today's 177-second survey?
Hey, Chet, that would be Alexis, who's located in Pueblo and Warm Springs.
Hey.
What are we classifying
Pueblo,
that?
Pueblo, where's Pueblo and Warm Springs?
I don't even know, the new Cadence and Henderson.
The new what?
By like the new Cadence, where they're building all those new houses.
Basic high school.
Oh, West Hendo. Smells.
Yes.
That smells like a West Hendo play to me. I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So there's Cadence. There's Cadence on the other side of Boulder Highway, and then there's Cadence in West Henderson now.
I think so.
Yeah. So you're like over by St. Rose, over by the Raiders facility and all that stuff, the Levi's joint, all that?
No, over like I'm by, I don't even know how to explain it. Pueblo and Warm Springs, like by Basic High School.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're way out.
Yeah, closer to like Boulder City.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have classified that area kind of as Wagon Wheel. We've talked about that in terms of wagon wheel. Huh, that's good. I always like learning stuff like that. It's always fun. My next thing was to tell you, just drop us a pin and we'll come to your house. We'll figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. By the way, I thought this was interesting. This just popped in my head 2 seconds ago. Michaela is going to be on the cover of Q Vegas magazine, the October issue. Have you ever been featured in a publication?
No.
No.
That's okay, girl.
No, I'm too regular for that.
I didn't know. Well, I didn't know. Because sometimes it's like, yeah, I won. I won blah, blah, blah in my hometown when I was growing up. And I made the local, you know, the community paper.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought maybe there was something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never won kind of anything like that.
This group called CAI, which they're like HOA people. They're HOA managers. They have a big luncheon every year, and they kick off, quote unquote, kickoff toy drive. So they gave us a check for $1,400 yesterday and four bikes. And then we play Family Feud and it's absolute chaos. And this lovely woman named Vicky came up and she goes, you know, do you remember when we first did this? I wrote an article on you for our publication. And I thought that was so sweet. And that's what and then Michaela being on the cover of the thing made me think about it.
That's so funny.
All right.
Publication.
I want to ask the question we did yesterday. Have you bought your Halloween candy?
No, I buy Halloween candy for work and then I eat it all day at work.
Okay, sister, well, I hear this deeply.
Because most people run through it twice before it gets to Halloween. What makes Halloween special?
I think I have a 2-year-old and this is my only daughter. Aww. So this is like super brand new for me, you know, getting to experience the holidays through her. I was never a big Halloween person, but after, you know, she was born, getting to dress her up and the excitement on her face when she sees the decorations and stuff is worth it.
Yeah.
Michaela, what makes Halloween special?
My niece and nephew. Definitely. It changed when they were born. Getting to dress them up. Even though they're getting older now, still so fun.
Adrian, same answer?
Same answer with my son, watching the movies throughout the whole month. Now he's into scary stuff.
Oh, son.
So like that It show that's going to be on HBO, he's watched the trailer and he's like, I want to watch it. I'm like, absolutely not. You're seven?
No.
Hilarious.
I want to be scared though, Dad. No.
Top responses, and I'm not sure that the question was the same, but top responses were candy, costumes, fall atmosphere, and spooky vibes. I also wanted to get into one other thing today. I saw this and I thought it was complete and total BS. There were people who were going, there should be a special Halloween called Adult-a-ween that's just for adults. Do we not?
That's just called going to the bar.
Yes.
Yeah,
hello.
Do we not already have that?
Yeah, we don't need a name, babe.
Whatever Friday or Saturday that is closest to Halloween, and sometimes we bookend it. Don't we already have that?
Right. Normally adults party all weekend of Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Well, and to be fair, the place where I got this from also thought it was stupid.
Good.
So,
as it is.
I'm glad. I was looking for validation and I've gotten it. So that's awesome. Hey, I don't know that you need to, well, put it in your calendar at least. I don't know that you need to start making plans, but we'll see you at Doja Cat in a year.
Yes!
I know!
I'll forget about it by then, but then I'll just hang them on my fridge.
Yeah, smart.
You'll get notifications in your phone. Trust me, we won't let you forget about it.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Alexis, you're the best. Hang on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
8:06 on Wednesday morning, the 15th day of October 2025. She is the star on the cover of Q Vegas magazine, the October issue. When is that out? Is it out now?
It's out next week.
Did you do a separate shoot for this thing, or did they use something you already have?
Yeah, I did. They were wonderful. They wanted to promote Good Girl, the music video I put out this month. And so because it's my community as well, and most of the cast was LGBTQ, they showed me a lot of love, which I really appreciate.
Oh, Q Vegas.
And,
I get it.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I get it, Cuba. I get it now. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. She's
Michaela.
Thanks,
dude.
He is Adrian Hernandez. What are you up to?
Just chilling, brother.
Stuff and whatnot.
Just stuff.
Yeah?
Circulating.
How many subscribers is that YouTube channel up to now?
Over 230,000.
Sure does.
Stop it. No, wait. Excuse me. 135,000 on YouTube. Sorry.
I'm confused. What's with the other stuff. One?
The Instagram or the Facebook. They're hard to keep track. The numbers are going up.
You know, after a while, it's just, you know.
Yeah, once you hit a number.
You're so huge. Like, how huge is huge? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you just become huge.
It's awesome.
You can't quantify it.
Yeah, time last year, was it not even 100,000 yet?
No.
Yeah, remember we threw a big celebration.
Yeah.
When he reached six figures.
Yeah, like the growth.
Yeah, that was earlier here this April. And how many championships you got, Chet? How many championship rings? How many rings?
Ring number three coming, three and four.
Let's okay. go.
I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Great.
Are you going?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to.
I can.
No, it's not. I can. You know, I used to cover these.
I can.
Bittersweet not covering them this year that they won the championship. But no, it's not. It's,
I can make
if
that
I can
happen.
I can make it happen as well. But I don't know if I can actually be there because I got some other stuff going on. So we'll see if I can make it.
Sure. He asked if he could remain anonymous. And ordinarily, I don't stand for that. Like, come on, you coward. Give me your name. I don't say that, but you know I'm thinking it.
Yeah.
No, this one, he's a touch embarrassed. And I get it. And this is traceable, right? So he loaned a decent size portion of money to one of his friends a while back. She was down on her luck and needed the help. That girl eventually became his girlfriend. Okay. Now to add to it, she's doing great. She's doing really good. She's making more money than he is, and it's like not even close. She never paid back the loan. They've never even talked about it. So they've still got everything separate. Like their girlfriend. I don't think they're living together. Nothing of this makes it sound like they're living together, but they are doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're spending time.
They're cordial.
Sure.
They're spending time beyond cordial, I would say. Beyond. Consensual, maybe. What's the other word? Conjugal. That was the word. That was the word when you said cordial. He wants to know if he should, because he needs the dough, and she's got it, apparently. It's not even a thing.
Yeah.
But they've never, ever mentioned it. It's never come up. He wants to know if he should ask for it or if he just should forget about it, because now not only will you lose the money, but you'll lose all the other, you know, the fun stuff.
The privileges.
Potentially. Yes. The privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know there's going to be a camp. There's going to be a camp that goes, yeah, ask for the money. Sure. That's really easy until you're standing in front of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Super easy for us to be all keyboard, telephone, talking on the radio warriors.
Oh.
Okay. It is. It's easy. It is for a lot of people. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I definitely have an opinion.
Like, I needed to know what your stance would be.
No, I mean,
I know you, and I know what you're going to say. I'm not worried about you.
All right, I've already
notched you. If we were voting right now, I'd already be like, I'll just mark Adrian down on this side. I know you don't subscribe to that thinking.
We'll
I know.
See. We'll see.
Well, given your, you know, reaction.
Okay.
702. I can't with you. He's messing with me, and I'm taking the bait.
Not saying a damn thing until after.
I'm taking the bait. I just took the bait, didn't I? Just swallowed that entire hook. Did you see that, Michaela? He's reeling me in right now.
Yeah, I'm literally just watching it all happen live
in
time.
Just with
popcorn in my hand, just watching it go.
Tables turn just like that. Usually it is I who is poking the bear. And now, today, it is I who is being poked.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Yeah, it happened.
Grand Canyon West has given us all excess passes to give to you. Skywalk, taken care of. Scenic trails, done. Unlimited arcade play. So it's not fully like you're going, I don't know, that sounds like a lot of physical activity. Well, it doesn't have to be. Unlimited arcade play. $10 meal voucher, $10 merch voucher for each. Wallapai Tribe tours, exhibits, and live performances, and the zip line. And they want us to kind of separate that out just because everybody wants to be on the zip line.
Sure.
So if it's available, you know, you can do that too. But this whole thing, this is the greatest thing ever. Honest to God, Michaela and I immediately, and I, Adrian, we haven't even talked about it, but Michaela and I almost immediately went, where do we get our hands on this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All access passes for Grand Canyon West for caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. But he loaned money to his friend. She's become his girlfriend. She can easily pay back the loan, but ain't nobody talking about it. Can he? Should he? We know he can, but should he?
Yeah.
Ask her to pay back the loan. I think certainly he risks losing everything. Will you call us now?
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
What'd you say to me right before we went on the air?
I'm saying Tiffany loved.
Was that what you were saying?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, okay, because yesterday,
it's really funny. Crazy today.
It's not a story that I would ordinarily tell on the air, but I'll tell it. I'll tell a story on the air. So yesterday, I go to move. There's a speaker in here that's where I hear Michaela and Adrian, because we're all in three separate rooms. We're all kind of, they're all connected, but we're in three separate studios.
Yeah.
Which is cool because everybody has their own space and it's fun. We still need to decorate your room, Michaela. I know you don't care anymore, but yeah. I really feel like we need to.
That's so sweet. I know. I don't really care.
I know you
I'm
don't.
I'm good with it. I just come in, I do my thing, I'm out.
I think it's...
Would
I
you
think,
be fine if it's pictures of me?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably not what Chet wants to do.
Wallpaper.
I suppose.
Maybe. It's
like
maybe
no, like the radio care. Station logo, something like that.
I just find... So I see you in that room, and literally she's in it. It's mauve at best. It's some nondescript, whatever they paint offices with. It's like that yellowish white something.
Yeah.
Eggshell. I don't know what they call it. And then there's like a Chet Buchanan Show banner. And that's it. And I just think it needs more Michaela in that room.
That's so funny. I don't even think about it. I literally just come in, I'm out.
Yeah, I know you don't. And I think about it at the oddest times. At about 2:30 yesterday afternoon, it popped into my head. You know, I wonder if they would let me paint. I swear to God.
That's hilarious.
I swear to God. Do I have a guy I could call? Because they could do it in a day. If I did it, it'd take a month. You know? So dumb. What was I saying? Oh, so then yesterday, there's a speaker in here that we use for me to hear Adrian and Michaela. It is propping up the monitor for the operating system for the entire radio station. Now, I assumed that this big heavy arm that is holding the monitor up was holding the monitor up.
Because, again, it controls the entire radio station.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-huh. This is important. No, that speaker is holding the monitor up. And when I moved that speaker, I found that out. And it mushed. The monitor comes crashing down and mushed the connector to the speaker. So I can only half hear. I can only half hear Adrian and Michaela now. And our whole entire existence has turned into Adrian, for example, right before the song was over, I heard, and I went, what?
Hello?
And then it was too late.
Yeah.
Michaela will say, and I'll go, what?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And then you guys look at me like, pay attention. Relationship rehab. So, long and the short of it is, he loaned her money when they were just friends. Okay, she's doing really good now and could easily pay it back, but has not. There is, in fact, there has not even been anything even resembling a conversation. They are now out of the friend zone and into the doing it zone, and she's making a ton of money. And again, they haven't mentioned it. He wants to know, I'll just read this. He wants to know if he should ask for it or if he should forget it since she's his girl now. In essence, is that money gone? Okay, can we right away, Michaela, is that money gone?
No.
What?
That money is not gone.
Yesterday you were that money's.
No, I said that he should ask for it.
Hold on now. This whole thing's turned upside down for me. Where are we starting in?
Line six, Tiffany.
Holy. Wow, you threw me for a loop too. Are you also throwing me for a loop, Adrian? Because I believe you're like, just bust in there and ask for it.
Ask for the money.
Yeah, just take
it. It's not gone.
Yeah, take her jewelry. Just whatever. No, just go pawn her jewelry. Tell her that's my jewelry.
That's
you
my
bought
money.
That with my money.
Yeah.
Tiffany, can you ask for the money?
Yeah, I think you have to bring it up. I think you have to approach the subject because it's there. It's in the back of everyone's mind. Nobody has forgotten about this. And so I think you at least have to discuss it.
Oh, I get it, Michaela. You're don't loan the money in the first place.
Yeah, because if you do.
But now, but now that horse is already out of the barn, there's a chance that you might be able to get it back in.
Yeah, but also I'm weird like this. Like, I think that even though they're like boyfriend, girlfriend now, morals are high. Like, you said that you would pay him back, so you got to pay him back, sister.
I'm gonna stick with, because my initial thought was that money's gone. The one thing, I never loan money that I expect to get paid back. I just don't. It's not worth it.
Yeah, but in his position, he did expect to get paid back, and she said she would pay him back. So because of that, no matter what the relationship is, you got to pay him back. Because he was counting on getting the money.
Maybe she thinks it's different now because they're dating, but she hasn't forgotten, and so he needs to figure out why she hasn't even mentioned it.
Yeah. I think that's weird.
Yeah, that is right. Right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Maybe he doesn't have to ask for it, but they have to talk about it.
You would hope in a perfect world she would pay it back. Because you know she knows. She hasn't forgotten about it. Oh, I forgot. Did I not pay you back? And I gotta pay you back. No, you paid it.
Yeah, and I'm like, just making There's all this no money way. Now and not saying anything. Like, yeah. Sis, give your man his money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And if the relationship is going to go anywhere, you have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even though that's hard. It's hard. Are you okay with asking people for money? I'm not good at it. Are you good at asking for it, Adrian? I know.
I don't feel like I'm good at it, which is why I get confused with this, because like that's the conversation. Like, hey, I'm going to do this. This is a loan. And like it needs to be verbalized to know that, hey, I need that money back.
And to be clear, I don't sweat you one bit for this. That's how you feel. Yes, you should go ask for it. But saying that and doing it are two different things. And man, and it's hard.
I hear you.
It's hard.
I just feel like a younger me would have been like, no, I have to have the bravado. And now as I've grown up and been like, no, this is mature. We need to talk about this because this isn't me. Hey, we went out to lunch and hey, I got you. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, no, this is however much money, a big sum of money. No, we need to have a conversation about it.
Well, yeah, and it shouldn't be awkward. I mean, it's literally like, hey, my bills don't have any embarrassment, so I can't either. Give me that money.
The money I
the
need.
Bills are still coming, baby.
When you needed the money, it wasn't. When you needed the money, it wasn't hard. But when I need the money, it's hard.
Yeah. Anytime things get hard, I'm like, oh yeah, but still got to pay those bills.
That's funny. Buddy, you're spot on right there. Hey, Tiff.
Yeah.
Want to go hang out at Grand Canyon West?
I do.
Doesn't that doesn't that all access pass sound amazing?
It does.
I'm telling you, and it's really a two-hour drive, and it's a great drive.
So
it really
fun.
Is. It's yeah, no, it's simple.
My husband has never been to the Grand Canyon, so I think it's fun.
Money and we have not mentioned. I mean, Skywalk. We just say it like it's nothing. Like it's like everybody knows. That's that thing. That's that loop. That horseshoe looking thing where you go out over the freaking Grand Canyon, and you look down and there and there's nothing except plexiglass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous about that.
I know. It made my stomach have a butterfly.
It's awesome. It's amazing. You what? It's fine. I'm a little squeamish.
All right.
Too. Yeah, it'll be great. All right, hang on. Two all access passes for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have fun, love.
All right, so you got to ask. So the money's not gone.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I think if she was going to pay you, she would have paid you.
Yeah, but I also think that it's only awkward if you make it awkward. Like she said she was going to pay. That was the agreement. He's got to do his thing. You just say, hey, listen, like, I'm a little low right now. I could really use the money that I loaned you. Let's do this.
What if she's really, really hot?
Oh, please. I don't care what anyone looks like. Give me that money right now.
Adrian, what if she's really...
The money's more attractive.
Dude. Yes.
Is it now?
Yes. Not being in debt is so exciting.
All right.
Having power. Woo, hot.
All right, then. Are you telling me Andre?
Yeah, let's go with Andre because he's on the other side of this.
Okay, Andre, you say don't ask. Why?
Hey. Yeah, don't ask because you're in a relationship now. You can maybe bring it up, but then don't even ask because in the future, you guys, your money is going to be together anyway if you pursue that. But I'm saying it's going to affect your relationship if you do ask or bring it up and it's going to be awkward.
There is there is a weird marker that you hold at that point.
Yeah.
I mean?
I wouldn't. I'm like Adrian. I would be hard to ask. Like, I'm that type of person. Like, unless we're not in a relationship, and then it's like, hey, where's my money? I need money.
Michaela just gave me the pursed lips, the crossed arms, and the shaking of the head.
I know. I cannot make this make sense. I'm trying so hard to understand your guys' opinion.
I'm trying.
And I'm like, I don't get it.
I smell.
Yeah, but if you love someone and you're in love with that person, and then it's like it shouldn't matter anymore.
But I think that's why she's obligated to pay. It's bigger than the money. It's like a trust thing.
And also, Andre, we're talking about two different things. They're not at that stage yet. At that relationship where, hey, my money's your money.
Not yet.
And in order to get there, I need you to follow your word if you say you're going to do something. Yeah. So I need my money.
Yeah, that's what it is
bingo.
For me.
Bingo to get there.
Trust.
If he still wants to sleep with her, then he might not want to make it awkward.
Well, then we go back to where I said, what if she's really, really hot? I don't,
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
I've learned to be skeptical. About certain things.
Yeah.
AI, ChatGPT. I am not an adopter. I am into it. I literally haven't found a lot of ways that it would help me yet.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And I find these things interesting. Because we talk a lot about people doing schoolwork and whatnot. I'm doing this purposely because I know parents are dropping kids off at school and whatnot.
Sure.
And we've heard a lot about how AI is busting. So a lot of people using AI to do their schoolwork or to do their work. and they're getting busted for it because it kind of all looks the same.
Oh, that's so awkward.
And it's also getting stuff wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, geez. Mm-hmm. So here's the stupid part of it is like now you've got to go back and correct your own thing, which you might as well just do the work in the first place.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a university in Australia which has registered nearly 6,000 alleged academic misconduct cases in 2024, with about 90% of them involving AI use.
Oof.
There's a thing that I guess kids use now called Turnitin, and the university uses that, which is Turnitin has AI detection software. So it can, you know, it'll, this is AI.
Sure.
But they're finding, so they had 6,000 of these where they went, somebody, they're using AI.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
So they're essentially plagiarizing, yada, yada. They're mm-hmm. not doing their own work.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out that the Turnitin AI detection software, quote, may not always be accurate and, quote, should not be used as the sole basis for adverse actions against a student. This one student, a 22-year-old nursing student, Madeline, faced a six-month investigation with transcripts which were marked results withheld, which potentially blocked her from getting graduate job opportunities.
Oh my God.
Because the AI said she was using AI and she wasn't.
You shady AI. I said a bad word. Restraint.
The deputy vice chancellor of this university acknowledged that the figures of the alleged academic misconduct, remember, which we said in 2024, they had 6,000 cases.
Yeah.
The vice chancellor of the university acknowledges that those figures were substantially overstated, and about a quarter of them so far have been dismissed after they looked a little deeper.
God.
They finally stopped using the Turnitin AI detection tool in March after they found it to be ineffective.
That's crazy.
So the AI that's supposed to find the AI is no good at finding the AI, and it's finding AI that's not AI.
And how do you as a human fight AI? You're like, I swear. And they're like, a computer won't lie. And you're like, but I swear to God.
But our computer says your computer wrote it.
Yeah,
and you're like,
did.
No, but I did it. No, you didn't.
Oh, my, be so mad. I'd break that computer.
And this is how the computers get us. They get us to fight each other. And then then they don't have to destroy us. We'll destroy ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9:02 on the 15th day of October 2025. 50 days until toy drop.
Let's go.
50 days until toy drive. She will be on the cover of Q Vegas magazine, the October issue. She is Michaela Gordon.
Yay.
He is Adrian Hernandez. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Okay, Michaela, I have a question.
Tell me.
What do you want to talk about first? Lisa winning the lottery or your dad being a full-on social media influencer?
Oh, my God, the week it's been. Let's talk about Rocky G, because this blew my mind. I'm at my gig Saturday night at Nowhere Lounge. Okay, my normal sax player couldn't play with us. He had to go out of town. He had a death in the family.
Oh, wow.
So I call our friend and sub. His name's Carlos. He's amazing. Love this guy.
I thought you were going to say your dad because he plays sax too.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's great, but no. So I call Carlos.
He's great too, but no.
Yeah, but no. But he comes and plays with us. So we're just in the little green room. We're chatting about Carlos and my dad are buddies. And sometimes they go to like jazz places together, which is hilarious because Carlos is my age, but he's like BFFs with my dad. And I love it so much. I think it's hilarious. So we're sitting there talking as a band. Very, very casually, he goes, oh, yeah, you know, I wasn't surprised that your dad saw his best friend Vince, you know, because he's one of the best sax players in the world. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't really know much about that, but I'm happy that my dad got to hang out with his best friend.
Oh, that guy that you when met up with in Philly?
Yes. He's
one of the best sax players in the world?
Yeah, he is. Alto sax. He's one of the best.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's really incredible.
And you didn't know that?
Never questioned why they were friends, just knew that they were best friends. Okay? I swear to God, this is wild. So I go, yeah, that's pretty cool. And he goes, Carlos goes, I mean, yeah, but you know, your dad runs that that page, 25,000 followers.
What?
I said, what did you just say? I had two Watermelon Jolly Ranchers in my mouth that I had to spit in my mouth.
Okay?
I spit them out. I said, what did you just say? He said, yeah, your dad, he runs sax equipment, the Facebook page. I said, Carlos, I don't know what that means. My dad doesn't even know how to use social media. Wouldn't know how to run a page. He goes, Michaela, how do you not know this? It's like been 10 years. He runs two pages, actually. Sax equipment and sax something else.
So they're like buying and selling saxophones?
No. It's just a group chat. And he's got...
sax equipment.
Yeah, they just talk about saxophone equipment on one. And then on another one, it's called saxophone. And it's all these saxophone players. And they just like...
Sure.
In this group chat.
Yeah. Just saxing around.
You got, and my dad, Rocky G, runs it. I said, you're out of your mind. My dad doesn't even know how to
My
comment.
Page would be called Casual Sax, but that's just me.
That would be nice. There we go.
Well, maybe he should have thought about that 15 years ago when he started the two
Consensual
pages.
Consensual Sax.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The
pretty good.
Name.
So it turns out my father's Batman. He's like a humongous saxophone influencer. He has more Facebook followers than I do. So I called him. I said, Rocky G, do you want to tell me something? He's like, no, why? And I was like, do you have two Facebook pages with over 25,000 followers? Pauses. Yeah. Did you want to tell any of your kids that? Like, did you think that was something? No.
None of your business.
Oh, okay, my bad. Why am I, what
it's
am
old
I thinking?
School. It's none of your business.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. Is it going well? Yeah. Okay, great. Have a love you. See you. Good night. Yeah. Okay. He's like in the mob, but for like saxophone players.
Kelly, you don't play the instrument.
I'm going to save the. I'm going to save the lottery story.
Yeah, just wrap your head around this weirdo.
Yeah, this is enough.
My God, and I'm telling you, this man does not know how to use Facebook. I thought
he probably thinks it's just a long email chain.
What's awesome? What's awesome is, and in this town, above all others, there's probably one, maybe two people right now that are going, no kidding, that's Michaela's dad. I'm on that page. I know what
so
that is.
Random, you guys.
Holy, that guy's Michaela's dad. I love that guy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm sorry if y'all have all heard this story already. It's been sitting around for a minute, but I love it. We just didn't get to it. This woman in Key West, Florida, she lost her phone. And somebody's going to be held responsible.
Good.
No, she ended up getting arrested. She was waving a gun around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, there it's a lot of work replacing your contacts, so I sort of understand.
Police heard about an armed woman in a white Ford Explorer. She told police that she had given a younger gentleman a ride home from the American Legion Hall. Gee, you think they were drinking? She believed that he stole her phone. Multiple neighbors had reported her banging on people's homes and threatening those residences, stating that she had been robbed. One gentleman said that she pointed a gun at his chest.
Oh, my God.
Police found the loaded weapon in a purple Crown Royal bag behind a trash can.
Well, that's a place to put it.
Well, that is the that is the white
question.
Trash storage
so much.
Method really, of choice. I can say it because I am.
But in the past, when we first
by the way,
from my shower,
when
so
the cops
shower.
Asked her if she had looked in her car
called, yeah.
can, like, and might like, want to look though, so, like, one more time.
Like if you want to put it down
the her phone was on the driver's side.
If I have it on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. When I first saw this, I thought it was the opposite of what the truth is. Spelling bees are mostly unique to the English language due to our spelling irregularities.
Okay.
We have weird rules with the way we spell things. I before E, except after C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A, the A sound can be, you know, E-I-G-H or the letter A.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We've got all this weird stuff in the way that we do things. Other languages like Hindi, Italian, German, Turkish, whatever, it's all very phonetic. So it's literally this letter makes this sound, period. So having a spelling bee, it's like literally there's no way you can screw it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
So for us knowing how to spell things, it's like, yay, good for you. Mm-hmm. You've cracked the code.
Yeah.
For everybody else, they're like, okay. There's literally no other way.
Way to go.
About two million years ago, you ready for some nightmare fuel, everybody? About 2 million years ago, there was a species of rodents, like, you know, rats,
yeah,
whatever, that were as big as a hippopotamus.
Oof.
Can you imagine hippopotamus size?
No, it just hit me right now, and I was like, yikes.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Remember last week when we were on Relationship Rehab talking about the turtleneck?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl, she was skeeved out because he was uncut and so didn't know what to do about it. They were talking about getting married. She thought she could live with it. She could not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wonder what happened with them.
I don't know.
I wonder if she did end up breaking up with him. Scientists, here's an upside for the snipping. Scientists can use one of those. One.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of those is about the size of a stamp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's only the size of about a postage stamp.
Great.
They can grow almost 4 acres of skin that can be transplanted onto burn victims.
That's crazy.
So, if you needed a reason.
Oh, my God. That's actually amazing.
I guess. You need a reason. All right. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. On Friday, there'll be plenty of pictures. Maybe, if I remember. Sometimes I get caught up in what I'm doing. But hopefully there'll be a bunch of stuff from the parade. I imagine Adrian will be there. And we'll put stuff on the 985KLUC and then I'll share it.
Let's go. Online.
Yeah, Adrian, are you going to be there Friday? Do you think? Maybe?
Man, nothing much, brother. We outside searching for K-pop Demon Hunter Halloween costumes. Meanwhile, while I do that, you can check out a brand new episode of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez featuring WWE superstar Damian Priest, available right now on that free Odyssey app on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe and also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I am doing nothing. I will be at the Doberman in the Arts District on Sunday.
Sunday.
From 6:30 to
9:30. 3 days off.
I know.
Almost four if you count today.
I'm so excited.
Glorious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better be on fire on Monday.
I will.
Not that you haven't been. You've been great. Oh, it's good for you. Get some rest. Yeah. So here's the deal. I thought I was going to a wedding in Scottsdale. We're supposed to leave today. I'm not going. We're going to take the time off anyway because after this, it's a mad dash to Toy Drive. So we'll see you on Monday. Make sure to tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while because you never know when you might not get that chance again. Make sure you tell somebody they did good today. Be a fan of others. Be a good teammate. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
See you Monday.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and their team.
telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.